coming through a hole in the air.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Akron. You've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show during our Winter Pledge Drive. Please consider a pledge at WGXC.org/donate. Keep Democracy Now! On every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., and the WGXC Morning Show following it with all sorts of local news to go with the international news that Amy Goodman provides. That's WGXC.org/donate. Another reason to give the morning, we're going to hear about the Bigger, Better Bottle Bill that's going through Albany, with the Packaging Reduction and Recycling Act. And a number of people spoke about it on February 15th at the state capitol, and we'll hear that report from our friends at WOOC. We'll also hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate, national headlines from the Public News Service, and more. And you can donate at WGXC.org/donate to keep it all coming on 90.7 FM, WGXC. Stay tuned.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
This is Jim Sklavounis of Grinderman, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC Daily News for Monday, February 20th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that there is now a special prosecutor assigned to investigate potential bribery and bribe receiving in the tangled case of Harold Handy, the man who was beaten by multiple people at a party at the home of a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy in Kinderhook in 2020. A jury trial was scheduled in November for the four charged in the beating. But on that day, Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chyka told former presiding judge Richard Kowiek in a private conference in the judge's chamber that he would request a special prosecutor. Then Kowiek adjourned the trial until a conference was held last week. Special prosecutor Thomas A. Capeza was named at that hearing in front of State Supreme Court Judge Thomas Marcel, as Kowiek recused himself for reasons yet to be publicly declared. Revealed at the hearing was a text message allegedly sent by Paul Freeman, a Hudson lawyer who was representing Handy, to Jim Hacker, a Troy-based personal injury lawyer. In the text, Freeman tells Hacker $250,000 is not enough for Handy to drop his civil case against the four defendants, but, quote, $900K will resolve it, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that two members of the Tannersville Village Board of Trustees said at the February 13th village meeting they are not actually residents of the municipality, which may violate state election law. Tannersville Mayor Lee McGunigal has referred the matter to the state attorney general's office. John Gallagher, 51, a Democrat, and Kim Thompson, 47, a Republican, are the trustees who were elected last March, saying they lived in the village. At the meeting, George Kelly, 60, questioned them, saying, quote, I found out by state law you must live in the village. I questioned every single trustee where they lived, unquote. McGunigal said he did not know that Gallagher and Thompson were not residents of the village and said, quote, I'm hopeful, optimistic that there will be a clear determination by our next board meeting as to the status of these two trustees, unquote. But Thompson, one of the two trustees who does not live in Tannersville, said, quote, this is a political grandstanding by our mayor, unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko reports in Porcupine Soup that Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple said there were two overdoses on February 17th in southern Albany County. Police were warning of a potentially deadly batch of drugs locally, with the overdoses in Medusa and Westerloo, where both people were revived with CPR and Narcan. Quote, both patients claim they ingested pills that they were told were hydrocodone and were purchased on the street, unquote, Apple said. Quote, many street drugs, including counterfeit prescription pills such as hydrocodone, are being laced with the deadly opiate fentanyl, which can cause life-threatening side effects, unquote. Two overdoses on the same day don't prove there is a local bad batch, but there could be. Apple said, quote, due to the close proximity of these overdoses, we are warning the public that there could be a deadly batch that may be being distributed throughout these small communities, unquote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And Mid-Hudson News reports that Mark Molinaro may now represent the 19th Congressional District, but he keeps getting involved in Dutchess County politics in the 18th Congressional District. Molinaro endorsed Chief Assistant District Attorney Matt Weisfalt for District Attorney in the fall election as incumbent William Grady is not seeking re-election. Molinaro lives in Dutchess County, out of his congressional district, and used to be Dutchess County Executive. Molinaro said of Weisfalt, quote, has always put the safety of our community, needs of his fellow prosecutors, well-being of law enforcement, and lives of victims first, unquote. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, February 20th. We are 11.2% of the way through the year. We have 28 days left until spring. Local early morning temperatures range from 29 degrees in Stephentown to 37 degrees in Tannersville. Regional average soil temperature is 37 degrees. A cold morning turns just barely into a cool afternoon with stiff winds and a high of 53 happening at 1 p.m. Some rain will fall lightly from noon to 3. Overnight, we dip to 30 degrees and see some snowfall in the morning, turning to rain around 10 a.m. and getting heavier in the afternoon. A high of 40 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, rain ends, but some gusty winds show up and the mercury falls to 26 degrees. Wednesday, so far, looks dry with a high of 40. And Thursday looks kinda crazy. H2O will be falling from the sky. In what form, it is still to be determined. High of 37 is expected. Sunset today will be at 5:19 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:41 a.m. And looking way up, we see a glancing blow from the CME created on Friday is expected to cause G1 to G2 class storms today. X-class flare chances are at 15%. Solar wind speed is currently 405 kilometers per second at 13.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. Now, those numbers are always for long-range communications. Local frequencies shouldn't be affected quite as much. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 112. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who are hoping you can help us end these fun drives. We can do it. It's easy. Just head on over to WGXC.org, click on donate, and let us know we're not just peanuts.
Dad, I have an upset stomach.
I've got just the thing. Dr. Whitaker's Lardet Atoms. Dr. Whitaker's Lardet Atoms combine the smooth, pleasing flavor of lard with the soothing qualities brought to us through science.
It smells funny.
That's our special ingredient, uranium, the scent of the powerful atom. It's strong, but that's how you know it's working. Feeling better yet, sweetheart?
Sure am. Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me. Thank science.
Dr. Whitaker's Lardet Atoms in 5 or 10 ounce bottles at your local grocer.
If you think you're smart, then use your cranium. Start each morning with uranium.
This is Central Control. We have the entire area under electronic surveillance. addition to closed circuit TV scanners, we have directional microphones in every room.
All in need of medicine. The prescription is feminine. A lost nomadic tribe has finally arrived. It's garlic and it's gold. The story will unfold. Sometimes you have to scream, let off a little steam. All dangers aside, we're here to take that ride.
Supposed to be dangerous, but all he does is lie around and read poetry.
A slick, smooth, fast-talking.
All right.
It's blowing from the underland. Some lines in the sand. Listen for the voice. At last, you have no choice. It's scarlet and it's gold. Across the threshold. Sometimes you have to scream, let off a little steam. All dangers aside, we're here to take them.
I'm shining in your eyes, shining in your eyes. We're all the ones here, the sleeping finally feel.
Some people have got it. I have it. Thank you. And good night.
2023 new music there from Wax Taylor and Jennifer Charles. The song's called Shaman in Your Arms on WGXC 90.7 FM.
We have to remind our listeners this is a pledge drive week. And so it is your support that keeps WGXC on the air. And so the pledge drive, we need monthly sustaining supporters. Sustaining supporters, that's what keeps the radio going. It's not that anybody is making a fortune. Nobody is being rich here.
No,
but there are bills to be paid. You know, that's a community radio, so nobody, we are volunteers. But at the same time, in addition to playing our part in our community, WGXC is playing its part by giving the community a voice. It's a unique open door to diversity, creative voices. Where else can you get local headlines and school closing, participate in an on-air dialogue with your neighbors about an important issue? Hear radio artists sculpt with the airwaves, listening to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Live. So we really stretching it when we as a community radio and as a community where everybody has a voice. And the voice, you don't need to be a professional. I started here as a novice. I didn't know anything about moving on the keyboard or on the anything. But for the past over 10 years now, this is February, we're already over 10 years. You know?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. But we didn't do it all alone. You know, we were guided. They hold our hands, especially Tom.
With the master.
With the master. We hold, even during the pandemic.
Oh, there's another guy who was working at the tall.
David? Dude. I don't know. David? I don't remember his name. You know, it's been so long.
He was
the technician.
Oh, my God.
So he taught us all that we need to know. And then all the people who come and go, those we work with and those who are still around. So we give thanks to all of you who support the station from the beginning and to up to now, especially right now during the pandemic when everybody was on lockdown. I didn't know how we were going to proceed, how we're going to move. But, you know, with every adversity, there's always a way. And Tom will find that way. And then help all the programmers to do what they do most and what they do best.
He knows radio.
So that's what I'm saying. Radio makers. We are not only on air hosts, we become radio makers. Isn't that something? But anyway, really? I give thanks to all of you, community radio programmers, the community technicians, radio technicians, those who are fight on the front line trying to get the money to support the radio. And so every one of you who can donate, whatever that you can donate to keep the radio on, you are helping your community. You are helping everyone maintaining and keeping their voice. Because, you know, how will you think? Do you think that we will need a lot of money to do what we're doing if we were to do it ourselves? You know?
It's not going to happen.
Is that going to happen? So he has someone out there, someone did it and give us a chance, and now we're asking everybody to come. Be a sustaining supporter. We ask you to commit today to help us maintain this independent, participatory and experimental station by contributing monthly.
Yeah, because
an amount of your choosing.
We see the importance of the community too, you know?
Yeah.
The community make the radio.
That's what it is.
Make it happen.
And so we are looking to secure new sustaining supporters to contribute toward our ultimate goal of $5,000 in monthly contributions. And so $5,000 is not one person to do. If you are rich, you can say, okay, you're going for this month, you're going to give $5,000. We will be happy to receive your money. But, you know, $5 count too.
By
piti pashish. I told you that many times. By piti pashish. That means if you give small, that doesn't mean you are stingy. Yeah. You give what you can to support your community. So that goal is within our grasp now. If we add a minimum of $1,250 in monthly donations during this drive, that will help us get to $5,000 a month. And as I've said, it's not to pay the programmers or not to make money or anything. It's to cover the basic cost of making radio.
Keep the antenna.
Yes. You know, it's just to keep going. You know? And another thing is just 25 cents a day. 25 cents a day. That's mean that you spend more than 25 cents a day. Even some people just spend more than $1 a day and all the other activities. I'm sure that when you play lottery ticket, $5 you wish to get more. But if you make $1, you will give the station $1. It's just like you make sure that there will be a station in return. That will be a station, a community radio available to you and to your community. So you can sit down and relax and enjoy community radio. And so I implore you to keep that in mind. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter. Or if you prefer, make one-time gift. You are welcome. You can give the $5,000 we need, or you can give us $5 a month, or you can give us whatever. All you have to do is go to the stage, to the website, click on donate, and then you select the amount of your choosing, the amount that you are comfortable with, that even if you have to give, because there are so many organizations out there who depend on donations from local communities. But we know that we may not be the only one who's being or relying on you for your support.
Too.
Yeah, but if you can give a comfortable amount that will not interfere with other donations that you give or the organization you support, please do so. We don't ask a lot from you, but you decide if you give to church, if you give to other organizations in the community you'd like to support that are close to your heart, just like WGXC. Please give what you can on a monthly basis to keep WGXC, just like you like to keep the other organizations running. Add us to your community expense because we need your support.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We know the legal standards, and there is no doubt these are crimes against humanity.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making clear the U.S. position that Russia will be held to account for war crimes in Ukraine. She spoke at the Munich Security Conference Saturday. Top Republican lawmakers are now calling on the Biden administration to send fighter jets and more missiles to Kyiv as the war approaches its one-year anniversary. Democratic Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan tells CNN that if Congress is truly America's house, then Americans deserve to watch what happens inside.
What the American people were able to see unfold on the floor was a good thing for our democracy and our republic, right?
Following the captivating and unusually close coverage of the House Speaker votes earlier this year, C-SPAN is asking that its cameras be allowed to more freely follow action on the floor. Opponents say that would lead to grandstanding. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells ABC News he has no concerns about the testimony he gave to a Georgia grand jury or where that probe might lead.
The grand jury analysis that there was no widespread fraud in Georgia, I agree with that.
Graham was subpoenaed by the grand jury investigating former President Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 presidential election loss in the state. The grand jury recommended prosecutors seek indictments for perjury, but offered no indication of who may have lied in their testimony. Michigan's Christina Karamo, who refused to concede her 14-point loss for Secretary of State last year, will now lead the state's Republican Party for the next 2 years.
Governments have done atrocious things to their people. Are you that naive to think it could never happen here?
Karamo touts numerous conspiracies and ran for office on unproven claims of voter fraud surrounding the 2020 presidential election. Karamo told party delegates the GOP is dying. President Biden calls the internment of 120,000 Japanese Americans during World War II one of the most shameful periods in American history, calling it what happens when racism, fear, and xenophobia go unchecked. Yesterday marked 81 years since the executive order sending the citizens to the camps, as described in a 1943 U.S. government film.
We knew that some among them were potentially dangerous. Most were loyal.
Budget analysts say a new program providing medical care to veterans exposed to toxic burn pits could add $800 billion to the debt over a decade. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the Honoring Our Pact Act will account for more than half of a deficit projected to spike to $1.5 trillion. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're following up on last week's story on election integrity units. Florida's EIU made 19 arrests in August, most of which were dismissed due to mistakes not by the voters, but by the state. The August cases involved paroled felons, many of whom were mistakenly given voter registration cards by state agencies. But courts also made it clear that Florida's Office of Statewide Prosecution didn't have the authority to prosecute those cases, something previously handled by local election officials and DAs. Undeterred in his tough-on-voter-fraud narrative, Governor Ron DeSantis signed SB 4A, a bill escalating cases of alleged illegal voting, signature gathering, or voter registration, to the Office of Statewide Prosecution. A coalition of pro-voter groups condemned the bill, calling it a clear effort to intimidate formerly incarcerated voters, many of whom are black. They argue that while millions are being spent on investigating alleged fraud, little is being spent to prevent voters or state agencies from eligibility mistakes after a 2018 referendum restored rights to 1.4 million formerly incarcerated citizens. The group statement said, "Instead, state leaders have doubled down on their fruitless hunt for widespread voter fraud, which doesn't exist as evidenced by the Office of Election Crimes and Security's very own data. We have articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Follow and share us on Facebook at American Democracy Minute. I'm Brian Beal.
That was 2022 new music from DNRES, Denres. That's Aaron of Buke and Gase, who live in Hudson. Aaron is the male half. There's a female Aaron also in Buke and Gase. Have I confused you enough? This is the first track from his first solo project on WGXC 90.7 FM. Lots of events in the WGXC community calendar this week. Go to the community calendar at wgxc.org to find out all kinds of things to do in person and virtually, including Monday, February 20th, an anti-slavery in Columbia County presentation is virtual at the Hudson Area Library. You can Zoom in, find out the details on the WGXC community calendar. It's at 6 p.m. Monday, February 20th. On Tuesday, February 21st, there's a Narcan training at the Hudson Area Library. They hold these every third Tuesday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 22nd, the Hudson Area Library Book Group meets. They're talking about The Book of Lost Friends by Lisa Wingate this month at 5 p.m. Wednesday, February 22nd. Thursday, February 23rd, Carolyn Bennett introduces the five Mondor brothers, residents of Prattsville, who fought in the Civil War, on a discussion at the Mountaintop Historical Society in Palinville at 6 p.m. Thursday, February 23rd. Same night at Tubby's in Kingston, Knife Play and the Hudson-based Beethoven perform. That's at 8 p.m. Thursday, February 23rd. Friday, February 24th, there's a vigil for the people of Ukraine at the Village of Chatham Gazebo at 5 p.m. Friday, February 24th, there's also a performance at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill of Nepethe and the Dirt Whisperers, two local jazz acts. The Firefighter Fran and Firestarter show is Saturday, February 25th at the Museum of Firefighting in Hudson. That's at 10:30 a.m. The 1,000 Feet show from the Saugerties Round the Bend Theater is at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill Saturday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. And there are auditions for Shakespeare's As You Like It at the Doctora Center in Hunter at noon on Sunday, February 26th. Find out about these events and many more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. Next here is the Hudson-based band Beethoven with their song Often from the 2022 album Light Moving Time.
There's a way. But you go. This is
isn't so bad. I'm not hurting like I was hurting for some years. I stand in the crowd with my hands up, crying out, I'm cold and healing. You are family.
Host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Waste reduction and recycling advocates rallied at the state capitol Wednesday in support of a pair of bills which would reduce packaging waste by over 50% over a decade, while greatly boosting recycling and banning the practice of chemical recycling. The Bigger Better Bottle Bill and the Packaging Reduction and Recycling Act are both sponsored by Senator Rachel May of Syracuse. The Bottle Bill expansion would expand New York's highly successful 40-year-old container deposit law to include non-carbonated beverages, wine, and liquor, and raise the deposit from a nickel to a dime. There are competing bills on what is known as extended producer responsibility. Rather than include an EPR in the state budget, advocates want it to be done as a standalone bill post-budget. As part of a rally, we hear from Ryan Carson of NYPIRG, Assemblymember Deborah Glick, the first woman to chair the Environmental Conservation Committee, Senator May, Judith Anker Beyond Plastics, and Ryan Castilla, who is Executive Director of Sure We Can.
My name is Ryan Thorson Carson. I work with NYPIRG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. We're gathered here today because New York is just simply down in the dumps, folks. It is absolutely essential that we start to do something about New York State's mounting solid waste crisis. Governor Hochul has introduced a bill that is branded as an extended producer responsibility bill. The bill does not go far enough. This bill only mandates a 15% reduction in solid waste, which frankly is not ambitious. It does not meet the moment. It is not something that is worth doing at this historic moment where New York is drowning in solid waste. Since China stopped accepting New York's garbage just a few years ago, New York's landfills have been mounting, and we need to do something. We're not going to be able to recycle our way out of this process, out of this huge problem. What we're going to need to do is actually start doing reductions, and we can't allow the industry to have a seat at the table. The state needs to regulate, the state needs to act, and the state needs to tell the industry what to do. They've gotten a really good deal. Let's be frank, folks. The industry has gotten a really good deal for decades now. The industry has allowed taxpayers to foot the bill of their waste reduction. This needs to stop. We are supporting some really, really great bills today, and we're really excited to be working with Senator Rachel May on an incredibly ambitious solid waste package that is robust, that will be the best in the nation. So, look, this is not controversial stuff. This is stuff that the climate scoping plan actually calls for, and this is a great, wholesome approach to our solid waste crisis. Senator May understands that we need a 50% reduction, from solid waste, and we need to include the bottle bill. I would like to take the opportunity to introduce Assemblymember Deborah Glick. Assemblymember?
Thank you all. We know that we have a serious waste problem, and what we really have is a plastics problem. We are drowning, or rather the oceans are drowning in plastic, and we've got to do something. We've got to do it now. We should have done it 10 years ago. The first plastics that were identified in the ocean was in the early 70s. We've done nothing between now and then. We just have got to make a change.
Great. Now I have the incredible honor of introducing Senator Rachel May.
Just had the chance 5 minutes ago to talk to Mayor Adams in our hearing on local government about waste reduction. And he's in his opening statement, he talked about what the governor had put in her budget as really strong. And I said, well, we got something stronger.
Yes.
And we need to do more, because the waste from New York City is trucked through my district to Seneca Medical's landfill, which is almost full. They've got to close that landfill. It is not only almost full, but it's leaching PFAS forever chemicals into our waterways, and it's just not okay. We can't keep doing this. It's just ridiculous that we assume that we're just going to throw things away and they're going to go away. It's ridiculous that producers and businesses assume they can just send us massive amounts of junk that we're going to then throw away, and our municipalities are going to pay the cost of dealing with the waste and the recycling, which does not pay for itself anymore. So I'm very proud to carry these bills. I am so grateful for your support.
Great. Next, I would like to welcome up Judith Enck, the president of Beyond Plastic.
I'm the former EPA regional administrator during the Obama administration. The most important thing I have to say is we are so grateful to have these amazing women leading the charge for environmental protection in both the Assembly and the Senate. Plastic pollution crisis is real. Some of you may have been looking at the media coverage of the train derailment in Ohio. The train cars that blew up were carrying liquid vinyl chloride. That's a toxic monomer used to make PVC plastic, number 3 plastic. It's used to make clear plastic packaging, plastic toys, plastic shower curtains. If you have them, get rid of them. And this is the price that people in Ohio and Pennsylvania are paying, literally with their lives, because state legislatures around the country have not yet adopted packaging reduction laws. This needs to happen in Albany this year. 2 specific recommendations. 1, we appreciate Governor Hochul putting her proposal into the state budget. However, we urge her to remove it from the state budget. This is not a state spending issue for this year, and it's a complex policy discussion. We need lawmakers to vote on it separately. We need Senator May, Senator Harkin, future assembly bill to stay strong. 50% reduction in packaging over the next 10 years.
Yes.
And then with what's left over, it needs to be recyclable. Second, a key provision of the bill is to require a reduction in toxics in packaging. Some of you may be surprised to know that there's PFAS chemicals in plastic packaging. There's heavy metals, there's formaldehyde, and the aforementioned PVC plastic. We also want to make sure that there are no major loopholes in the law. So the politics on this issue are very interesting. You're going to hear lots of lobbyists and lawmakers say, of course, I support extended producer responsibility, which we have very capably renamed the Packaging Reduction and Recycling Act. What matters is the details. We are outgunned and outnumbered in terms of the plastics lobbyists that are roaming the halls of the Capitol. We're up against the plastics industry, the fossil fuel industry, the chemical industry. This is the year we pass the strongest packaging reduction laws in the entire country.
I just want to note that we have some canners with us, the folks who collect bottles and cans and do some of the hard work of recycling.
Thank you all. My name is Ryan Castalia. I serve as executive director of Sure We Can, New York's only nonprofit that directly serves canners. These are the folks who collect and redeem the bottles and cans that other people discard around our state. No modern waste system is complete without a bottle bill. Here in New York, across the United States, and all around the world, to be the most effective way to recycle beverage containers. They work because they allow normal people to participate in recycling, and they hold producers accountable for their waste in a simple and direct way. Because of the decades of hard work by canners, today, the bottle bill is New York's most effective existing recycling system.
Woo! Yeah!
It diverts hundreds of thousands of waste material from our landfills and waterways every year. It keeps our streets free from litter, and it comes at no cost to taxpayers. It's also a mechanism for environmental justice. It creates low barrier opportunities for those who are marginalized and excluded to offer their labor power to better our communities, many of which are already overburdened by waste and pollution. Yet, the bottle bill is neglected. It's out of date. Its 5-cent incentive is not sufficient to support the essential informal recyclers that sustain the system in the face of the rising cost of living. We want to see that 5-cent deposit change to 10 cents.
Yes.
We want to see the number of containers included, which right now is completely arbitrary, expanded to include as many containers as possible. This issue needs to be addressed holistically, not piece by piece.
Yes.
Yes.
We're here today to change this situation and to call out to the governor and the legislature, it's time to honor these hardworking New Yorkers. It's time to recommit to a cleaner and more sustainable New York.
Next, Judith Ink responds to a reporter's question about who is holding up action on waste reduction.
The opposition is mostly from the American Chemistry Council, who represent chemical companies, supermarkets, the Food Industry Association, little mom and pop companies like Amazon and McDonald's, Coke and Pepsi, all the big brands. And they're opposed because they have gotten a free ride. They produce packaging, and then all of us as taxpayers have to pay for disposal or recycling.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Interesting, boring,
really wonderful things. It'd be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs.
Awesome.
The way down.
I turned it down.
The only dogs can hear.
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
I'm the magic stranger, and we, the radio station, are just beginning our winter transmission pledge drive for 2023. We're getting real close to reaching our goal of having $5,000 a month of sustaining supporters. If you're not a sustaining supporter, please go to wgxc.org/donate and become one. $5, $10, $15, $20 a month. Then we know we've got you in our pocket, because you've got us in your pocket. You know you do. 24/7. We've got the news. We got local conversation. We got crazy music DJs and kids talking about books. All kinds of good stuff for you. So get on the horn at wgxc.org/donate.
Around the corner.
you're tuning in a suite of satellite songs. We started with Yola Tenga's satellite and then the replacement satellite. About 3,600 satellites remain in orbit of the 6,600 that have been launched. We'll next launch XTC's another satellite, then Robin Hitchcock's satellite to complete our journey.
Satellites and stacks, I'm growing Betsy in a bag. birds are round. Every day the satellite, jerky little canister of gold. Who's to be the satellite with inches of hole? Betsy growing cold. I'm into you so far, I'm out the other side, and orbiting is just a waste of time. Next time.